Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Huckenmarin. As we've reported, 2,000 people or more were rescued from the city of Galveston in the wake of Hurricane Ike. As bad as that is, it's nothing compared to the hurricane that came ashore in 1900, which killed thousands of residents of Galveston. And joining us now is Lou Fincher, who's a historian and also works on hurricane preparedness in South Texas. Lou, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
So I gather that people in Galveston think a bit about that 1900 hurricane in the wake of something like Ike. No small reason, because of that seawall there in Galveston, which absorbed an 11-foot storm surge over the weekend, wasn't even there in 1900.
That is correct. In fact, it was, I remember, before... before the storm hit in 1900, they had actually taken down all their sand dunes as well.
Wow. So it's almost impossible to imagine what those people went through in 1900, even looking at the pictures from Ike.
Yes. It was like a flat plain, you know, compared to what it is now.
Describe what did happen, how that hurricane came ashore, and the damage that it wrought as it worked its way up the bay.
You're talking about the 1900
storm? The 1900 storm.
Right. You know, it came in. It kind of, I tell you, it was, as I was, working the storm of Ike, it kind of reminded me quite a bit of the events that started on the day before the 1900 storm, where the big rollers were coming in, the big swells, and people were going to the beach and watching these huge waves. And that's exactly what was happening here before the storm actually really turned serious.
Oh, it's chilling, except they were looking at the seawall this time. I mean, describe the scale of devastation in terms of loss of life. I mean, eventually, I think they said 12,000 people were killed when the storm moved its way across the whole United States. What happened in Galveston?
Actually, the whole island went under. I'm sorry, I was kind of... still asleep here a little bit. As it came in, it started taking out the city block by block by block, and the storm surge was actually that was the big killer. That was the big devastator. There was high winds. It was like officially it's recorded as a Category 4. My research actually, I think it was actually a very strong 3. By looking at storm surge marks, but it just used all the debris that it was pushing as like a battering ram, and it finally built up a wall of debris probably 2 stories high right around Broadway, right before it got up to Broadway, and acted like a dam and protected really the high point of the island at that time, which was only 8.5 feet.
Well, we saw some of those same movements of debris and the dams of boats and overturned vehicles on the interstate there leading into Galveston. You know, Lou Fincher, I guess it's lucky that the damage was as contained as it was. I'm glad you're doing okay, and be sure to wake up now.
Oh yeah, I mean it's. I still think there's a lot of things that we haven't come across yet.
Well, we'll be seeing that in the next couple of days. So Lou Fincher is a hurricane historian, rode out Hurricane Ike there in South Texas. Thanks for joining us from Galveston.
You're welcome.